5 killed in Russia's border Belgorod region amid Ukrainian shelling. By Breitbart London on August 25, 2024. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, 5 people died in Ukrainian shelling in Russia's border region of Belgorod. Officials said Sunday, while Russian forces struck a hotel in eastern Ukraine, leaving one journalist missing and 2 others injured. 12 other people were wounded in the Russian village of Rokitan, 38 kilometers, 23 miles, from the Ukrainian border, including a 16-year-old girl reported to be in critical condition, said regional governor Vyacheslav Gladkov. Russian forces struck a hotel overnight in the city of Kramatorsk in the eastern Donetsk region, injuring 2 people and leaving one trapped under the rubble, regional governor Vadim Filoshkin said. All 3 were reported to be journalists from Ukraine, the US, and the UK. Reuters news agency said Sunday that their journalist covering the war in Ukraine was missing and 2 other team members were hospitalized after Hotel Sapphire, where a 6-person crew was staying, was hit by an apparent missile strike on Saturday. One of our colleagues is unaccounted for, while another 2 have been taken to hospital for treatment, the agency said. The rest of the team has been accounted for, said the news agency. In addition to the hotel, a nearby multi-story building was also destroyed, Filoshkin said, and rescuers were busy clearing the debris at the site. Ukraine's eastern Kharkiv region also came under Russian fire, resulting in multiple civilian injuries, regional governor Oleh Sinyahubov wrote on the Telegram messaging app. In Kharkiv's Chahuev region, 5 people were injured, including a 4-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl, after 2 houses were struck by Russian fire. In Kharkiv city, 8 people were wounded when a 2-story house was set on fire by a Russian attack. In Balaklia, a Russian strike destroyed 6 houses and damaged others. A 55-year-old man was injured. In the Kupiansk area, a house was set on fire by a Russian attack, wounding 4 women. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.